This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, joined by Dr. Clyde Yancey, Chief of Cardiology at Northwestern Medicine. Great to have you here.
Thanks so much, Beyonce.
Dr. Yancey, let's get right into it. February is American Heart Month, and we're going to discuss heart health equity. So what is health inequity, and why does it matter?
Ms. Fox, this is a very important conversation. I'm delighted that you've raised this conversation because it's very serious. We learned something several years ago in the pandemic. The absence of health in any one of us affects the health of all of us. There were different segments of our population that, for different reasons, were unable to have the best health possible. In turn, that being a health inequity, a health equity circumstance means that we now have an opportunity to which we are achieving, to which we are striving, to actually help everyone realize their best possible health in an undeterred, unimpeded fashion. It's a high bar, but it's a necessary bar.
How is Northwestern Medicine working to improve health equity for patients across the Chicagoland area?
I must say it's indeed a privilege to be aligned with and working within a healthcare enterprise that understands the importance of health equity, a healthy enterprise that had to step up and address all the health inequities that we recognize during the pandemic and that still exist. But we've been very proactive not to just sit back and wait for persons to come with a disproportionate burden of disease, but to go into community and engage populations in meaningful conversations and providing meaningful resources. For the first time ever, Northwestern Medicine is standing up a new outpatient facility, nearly 200,000 clinical square feet in Bronzeville.
Oh, nice.
This is our first foray on the south side of the city of Chicago, providing accessible care in the communities where people live and work. That says volumes about our commitment. But it's not just that. We're recognizing conditions like heart disease, where we can begin to do some structural things to really eliminate the differences in diabetes care as a function of different communities, or the difference in health outcomes for women of color versus others, or the difference in blood pressure control for different groups of people. These are very intentional projects that are intended to elevate the health of the community in ways that we've not done before. And the thing that I am most pleased about, we are now 13 years into embracing public high schools in the Chicago public school system, identifying those students with an interest and aptitude for science, bringing them into the Northwestern fold and saying, we want to mentor you, we want to support you, we want to help you realize your dreams, help you get to a point where you can make a difference in your own communities. I'm so pleased with Northwestern Scholars and the many other programs we do that target grade school children. This is how we make our community different. This is how we make our community better.
Talking about heart health equity with Dr. Clyde Yancey, Chief of Cardiology at Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Yancey, what are current challenges to addressing health inequity?
Health inequities are dramatic. They're consequential. They lead to disease. They lead to death. One of the biggest first steps and most difficult first steps is a process of deconstructing current processes, behaviors, cultures even, systems of care, and then reconstructing new ones. People from every walk of life that represent every thread in the community have to step up and be on board with this idea, this concept of wanting to live a better, healthier life, because we know what happens when we don't have our health.
Yes, I got to tell you, as I get older, nothing compares to good health. And what is an example of a health disparity that's specific to heart health?
When you begin to understand that it's not biological, that it has to do with the life and living circumstances of different groups of people, and you look in those communities and you realize that they don't have access to fresh fruits and vegetables, that the education level is not sufficiently high, that housing is super dense and is constricted and people live in fear, you begin to appreciate that there's a reason why different groups of patients have high blood pressure. And it's not their biology, it's their life and living circumstances. Mm-hmm. That may be one of the most evident disparities that we deal with on an everyday basis, because beginning with hypertension, then we end up with a disproportionate burden of heart attacks, and we end up with a disproportionate burden of heart failure, not driven by biology, but driven by life and living circumstances.
Dr. Yancey, what is the one takeaway that you want listeners to understand about health equity?
Take charge of your own health. Take ownership. Engage with your lifestyle differently That's the most important advice I can give you.
And what great advice that is. Dr. Clyde Yancey, Chief of Cardiology at Northwestern Medicine. We only have one heart, doctor, and we must take care of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Beyonce.
I'm Beyonce Fox, and this is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine.